B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 836. We can move on from Alan's case, which is good. I think we took that right to the limit. I think we're done.
I just hope you walk me through this.
Well, you know, but I think we went far enough. Anyway, in case you missed it, Alan called. He's not having the shot.
Okay. Put your pitchforks away.
Right.
Well, people were upset. They were.
Rightly so.
Blank bag on several occasions. Mm. Yeah. Can't even repeat the bag.
Not the bag. It's not a Birkin bag.
Nope.
Nobody called him a Birkin.
Nope. Fill in your own blank bag. There you go. Let's do this. Moving on.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
All right, LBF, take us away.
Okay, how much does $5 million buy you in Maine? I'm going to tell you in a minute. But first, hey, Cameron Diaz. She had a baby, you know.
I did not know that.
Yes, she did.
Uh-huh.
She is not going to return to acting, she said. She's busy working on her organic wine business. And raising her one-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Last time she made a movie was Annie in 2014. She said, quote, "Will I ever make a movie again? I'm not looking to, but will I? I don't know. I have no idea. Never say never."
You know, that's a pet peeve of mine.
What's that?
When you ask yourself questions. Am I going to make another movie?
Oh, right.
Am I going to start my own winery?
Right.
I don't know.
It's like, tell me. I'm asking the questions
yes.
here.
Why are you?
She said, but I couldn't imagine having to be on a movie set that takes 14 hours, 16 hours of my day away from my child. Someone hasn't been in quarantine. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Good for her, though. She has her priorities straight. I get it. She's made all the movies.
Right. No Charlie's Angels 12.
Nope. Hey, Mr. Big, speaking of not making movies or film or TV, Mr. Big will not be in the Sex and the City revival.
Huh.
Chris Noth will not return. The last time we saw him, he was married to Carrie Bradshaw. They got hitched in the first Sex and the City movie.
Yeah.
They had marital problems, that horrible sequel.
Mm.
They stayed together. I don't know if she's going to be single. So Carrie will be single. Will he be on a business trip through the whole thing?
No, Mr. Big. Maybe they'll kill him.
Oh, look at you. Well, one can only hope, Bob.
Well, I'm just saying. They would on Hallmark.
They would.
On Hallmark, he drove off a cliff.
On Hallmark. Yes, you're right. And gone.
Gone.
Right. Maybe he'd come back with me. Amnesia.
Right. See? That's
Dolly where you go. Parton knows how to celebrity. Let me tell you. She just does things in such a good and decent way.
The Dolly way.
Because the Tennessee state representative, a Tennessee state representative, introduced a bill to put a statue of Dolly Parton on the Capitol grounds.
Yeah.
She released a statement yesterday saying that she does not want that. "I want to thank the Tennessee legislature for their consideration of a bill to erect a statue of me."
Can you imagine?
Right.
Who among us
would say no?
Yeah.
"I'm honored and humbled, but I've asked the leaders of the legislature to remove the bill for any and all consideration, given that all that's going on in the world, I don't think putting me on a pedestal is appropriate at this time."
Get it? Pedestal. That's literally what she'd be on, right?
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah. At least she's got a sense of humor, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she said, "I hope down the road, maybe when I'm dead, you can do it, but not now."
Well,
it seems a little bit too much.
There's always Dollywood.
Have you been to Dollywood?
I have not.
You know, my editor at the Herald, my former editor, went, and I'm so jealous. She loved it, and I would like to go. I got to put that on my list someplace.
Yeah.
Okay, finally, how much?
Good. Put it on the list someplace.
Yeah. Where's the list?
Someplace.
Yeah.
You guys are the worst. You know what I mean.
Get on my list.
Where is that list? It's someplace. Anyway, also on my list.
Us.
The hit list.
Exactly. One of my favorite shows right now is Maine Cabin Masters. I love every single person on them.
Who told you to watch?
No, you didn't tell me to watch it. I just happened upon it, and then I talked to you about it.
Oh, okay, if that's how you remember it.
She put it on a list somewhere. Things I have to watch.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bob, it's Bob approved.
Thank you.
And it's a really good show. But $5 million will buy you a lot of those. But John Travolta is selling his main cabin that is 10,000 square feet for 20 bedrooms, 8 baths, 48 acres, $5 million.
Huge.
I feel like that's reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, but it's reasonable for that kind of, like, building.
Yeah.
It's on an island called Isleboro, and it's right near Camden, Maine.
Yeah.
Which is where Peyton Place took place, but that's such a throwback that nobody knows.
Close to Bahaba.
Bahaba, yes. Yeah. It takes about 4 hours and 40 minutes to get there.
Yeah, that's it.
Unless you take a plane, like, Gondra.
Right. Bob doesn't like it because it's too, like, showy.
It's too posh for Maine.
Yeah.
You don't want posh.
No.
I want
Maine
anchors.
Cabin Masters.
Yes.
You want a lot of wrought iron.
Wrought iron, anchors
exposed
hanging.
Exposed wood.
Ship's wheels.
Stuffed animals.
Lobster.
Not the, you know.
Yeah, not like
no.
cute ones.
Yeah.
Ones that were alive.
Taxidermied animals.
Lobster trap tables.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying.
Really? A lot of browns and greens.
There's none of that.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You walk into an L.L. Bean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What can we make out of this?
All right. You done?
Oh, I'm done.
Go. What?
I'm
work on your list.
This work on your blank list. Up.
It's Friday.
Oh, wow. It sure is.
Yes, it is. My favorite story of the day is coming up.
Oh.
Okay. We have found the worst new dad and the worst mother-in-law ever.
Okay.
We'll tell you who they are coming up. In 10.
I can't wait.
You can't wait.
Get out
put it on your list.
Anywhere in your house.
Somewhere.
Amazon Echo, go and done. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.